Well, good morning, everybody. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's April 10th, and I haven't been with you for a while. I just want to take a minute and explain that. I'll turn off the music here. I live in Maine. A lot of you know that, and we had that big nor'easter last week, which is, now that I look at it a week later, it's ridiculous. But week after. Last Thursday, we lost electricity, internet, phone at 5 a.m. on Thursday morning. 23 inches of snow fell, and we didn't have electricity back for 5 days, or internet or phone or whatever. Not that I'm complaining. People have it rougher than that, okay, all over the planet. But it was quite annoying. We had to change shows and reschedule stuff and all that sort of thing. So I apologize for the long delay. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. We're back on the air now due to other scheduling things and all that sort of thing. And I got a great show for you today with the Hatch Early Learning. Sam Bonfante is the president of the company. Srikar Jeronim, and Srikar, I hope I pronounced your name right, is the vice president of the product innovation. We're going to have a great discussion on supporting pre-K students, early learning students, post-pandemic, the challenges they have. And it's important to use technology, but to use the right technology the right way, and how to match it with the traditional teaching methods that always make sense for these younger kids who really are having a tough time because they missed the socialization years, okay, after the pandemic. So I'm going to bring my guests on in just a second. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, and ace-ed.org is the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education, and we are concerned about that. When we talk about early learning, I always worry that kids at under-resourced schools, under-resourced neighborhoods, et cetera, aren't getting the early learning they deserve. But there's ways to do it for everybody, and that's what we're going to be talking about. So please go over, check out all we do over at ace-ed.org, our Equity Awards program, all our podcasts are over there. Tons of information, our magazine, Equity and Access Pre-K-12. Everything's free. It's not a trick. Go over and check it all out. We're very proud of what we do. We continue to do it for equity. Equity means every kid gets the education that they deserve. And I don't think there's anybody I'm talking to who doesn't believe that. So without further ado, let me bring on Sam Bonfante. Hi, Sam. Larry.
Good morning, Larry, and I am so sorry to hear about your troubles up there as a fellow New Englander up in Maine.
Yeah, it's really – where are you? Where are you?
I'm actually in northeastern Connecticut, so it's not anything compared to what you have up in Maine.
I was going to say that's like Tallahassee,
weather.
Florida. That's like – to me, that's like Tallahassee, Florida. Okay? It was a bad storm up here. And Srikar, am I pronouncing your name right? Help me.
Yes, Larry, thank you so much. My name is Srikar Jeronim, spelled as
I'm going to do it. Srikar.
That's right. Yeah, you got it. Srikar Jeronim.
Thank you, Srikar.
I'm based in New York, so I can empathize with some of the annoyance that you faced last week.
New York to here is like Aruba. Okay. Like I said, I'm not complaining. You look at the whole world and all the troubles people face, and it just goes right down the list, Ukraine, Gaza, everywhere you can think of, and the trouble that those people face. I'm like a hangnail during a cancer epidemic or something, but it was fairly annoying. It was just terrible. So I'm glad we're back, and thanks, guys, for thinking of me. I have to ask a question. Sam, you're president of the company. Okay, you're an early learning company, but the name of the company is Hatch, and Hatch refers to something being born, young, early. Okay, does the word Hatch, is that a play on early learning? I just had to ask that question. Sam?
You know, Larry, it's a great question, and it's a tough question to be asked because we're 40 years old, and the folks that started the company 40 years ago, back in 1984, I'm told – have had that in mind, but I'm not sure if that's fact or urban legend at this point.
Well, your logo, is that a chicken hatching out of an egg?
That is right. It was.
That is correct.
It was. Yep. Yeah. We had Avatar coming out of the chicken, of the egg, which was in the shape of chicken.
It's great. And I kind of put this all together. I think it's really cool because I always thought when I knew about your company for years, and I always figured Hatch was the name of the people involved at the beginning. But then when I really started thinking about it, I started to think, wait a minute, I got this wrong. Okay, so what we're going to be talking about today, if I may, guys, hatching early learning. There you go, through with technology and great strategy. How's that? Is that good?
Sweetheart. It sounds great.
There you go. Okay, guys, we're good. So let's go on with this, okay? All right. Sam, tell the history of the company. Let's start there. That's kind of fun. Go ahead. We started at 40 years old. Go ahead. Wow. Yeah.
40 years ago, when you think about where we were as a country back in 1984, you know, head starts were getting underway, and Hatch saw an opportunity to really improve the lot of children. Even at that stage, had very distinguishable differences in their level of opportunity versus their contemporaries in more well-to-do, more advantaged areas of the country. So Hatch was born in many ways and paralleled its growth with Head Start. And we have roughly 20% of Head Starts use Hatch hardware. And what's interesting about Hatch is we started as a hardware company. We have great panels that are geared specifically to early learning environments. And we have a table, which I'm sure Shrikar will talk about a little bit later, which is an SEL-based product that helps teachers and extends the reach of teachers. But now we're moving into curriculum, and we're very excited about that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this. And this is good stuff. And the table, I mean, I had it here. Is that the Ignite table you're talking about? Is that what you mean?
It is. It is indeed.
Cool. Yeah, I'll explain. I see the picture here up on the website, which, by the way, okay, is hatchearlylearning.com, although I have it linked, hatchearlylearning.com, okay? New solutions, let's go right there. Shrikar, what's going on new? Talk about that. You are the VP of product innovation. Obviously, you're innovating products. Talk about what's new.
Absolutely. So one of the products that we are launching next month is what we call Ignite Panel. It is centered around whole child, whole classroom environment, and is a teacher-led solution.
Talk more. Are you there?
So one of the things that we are uniquely positioned is with the product suite that we have, the data that comes from all three products, Ignite, Table, and now the panel, is going to provide the educators holistic whole child data across cognitive domains, across social, emotional, and executive function domain, and how they collaboratively play together in the absence of a teacher. So we are trying to cut the slice in as many possible ways and then provide back to the educator and the parent so that they can appropriately remediate and intervene.
And, you know, it's so interesting that you're talking about SEL, social emotional learning, with all this, and you've developed products along that. And I have to, and I'll let you guys speak to it, but I'm going to raise the question. Socialization is incredibly important to young kids, and playing with other kids is extremely important. And a lot of these kids, and it seems like 1,000 years ago, but it wasn't. It's only 4 years ago, okay, that the pandemic happened. And we were all isolated. And that took a lot of socialization away from the kids. And by the time you get to school, okay, you know, you've been, or at least certainly, I'll say first grade, but whatever, you've been somewhat socialized. But the pandemic didn't help, okay? It hurt that. And that's a an emotional problem, social-emotional problem, excuse me, that needs to be handled, okay, and handled well, all right? And I want you both, let me swing back to Sam. Sam, talk about, okay, the why behind, I hope I helped nail it a little bit, but what's the why behind the new innovations? And this is key stuff for school districts, parents, and teachers to understand. What's the why behind it? You guys have had great stuff for 40 years. okay? But 36 years ago, there was a major change, okay? And now we got to do something about it. And I'm rambling on too much here, Sam. Go ahead.
Actually, I think what you're saying is spot on because it's driving our mission today, Larry. And to tell you the truth, when we go into schools and we talk to teachers, talk to administrators, what they tell us is that children lack learning endurance. And that's not that they don't have a willingness to learn, but they children don't know, you know, how to stand in line. They don't know how to wait their turn. They just have not been socialized. So we do not well, SEL is a term that, and I think it's unfortunate that it's become politicized to some extent. When you think about the basics of what social emotional learning really means, it's about leveling the playing field, and it's about, in many respects, readying children for the future, because we all know that collaboration is going to be much more important in the future, a technological future, than it's ever been before. And if you want to really get to the root of equity, you have to teach children how to collaborate together.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
What's new for us is in many ways bringing what is a common sense approach to technology. It's a leveler. And to Shrieker's point also, one of the major problems we have in early childhood education is teacher turnover, teacher burnout, teacher exhaustion, right? And so we need to find ways to extend the teacher, you know, and give the teacher better tools, easier data, more actionable data, data that they don't need to go digging through. And that's really what's new at Hatch. We're trying to link all these solutions to a data, child-centered data that gives teachers what they need at the touch of a button.
Good answer, and I couldn't agree with you more. The early learning educators are usually the more poorly paid of the group, and they're probably the most important of the group, because if you don't get it right from the beginning, okay, you're gonna pay that price all the way along, if I might say that, and to make their life easier and cut down, if we can, on them leaving the profession way too soon, by the way. A lot of them, not all of them, obviously, but it's hard, and okay, and just making it easier for them is so darn important, you know, in the SEL side of it, et cetera. I got to go back to Mr. Shrieker. Talk to me. You said before that this has to do with your new product has to do with cognitive learning and all that sort of thing. And by the way, what are this is going to be a funny question. What are you? Are you an educator? Are you an engineer? Are you a computer guy? I'm just curious about when you go about talking about product innovation these days. Okay, you're VP product innovation. What are you? What are you trained as?
Surprisingly, I'm neither an educator nor an engineer, especially the Indian stereotype. I have broken all the molds possible. So I sit at the intersection of what are the problems that the educator is facing and what intuitive solutions can we design so that we experiment, pilot with the teachers, parents, and children and see what sticks and what does not, and then actually provide a very informative solution back in their hands so that every school type can tweak it to their needs because they know their children and they know their teachers the best.
And Dennis, I'm going to ask you a question I always love to ask. When I talk to people who are in education, who weren't trained in it, you weren't trained in education, but you're in the education industry. And I think that's incredibly important because this industry needs eyes and ears that are trained outside the profession. Because that's the way you bring the great ideas in. When you look at education for kids today, and I'm going to call you for the sake of fun an outsider to the profession, though I know certainly you are not. Okay, what do you see? What do you see? And how did you come up with all this? And I know you did.
Yeah. So the first is what I noticed, especially in the last 3-4 years, is that just into the post-pandemic education. Schools are grappling with the aftermath, which includes learning loss, which has been talked a lot about. But the mental health impact on children and the transition back to in-person learning. So that is one thing I've noticed. Second is addressing the educational equity the disparities, I believe, at least that's what I'm seeing, have actually just increased, not just in the socioeconomic status, but just geographically and educational-wise, there's a significant challenge that we need to solve. And last but not the least, the technology integration, because with pandemic, everything has a pro that everything becomes so digital, that the Head Start programs and the schools previously who did not have that digital access suddenly were overblown and overwhelmed. There are a lot of reports saying there were, on an average, a child uses 64 apps. I don't know if the number is right, but it's in that vicinity. So we really need to think through of that, how much is the signal and what is the noise, and how can I help the educator while talking to them and understanding their pain points to provide the most, the best return on investment.
Yeah, and again, the insights from someone, not just with your products, for goodness sakes, but the insights from someone who comes into the industry without that training, okay, to me are extremely important insights, okay? Because they're the ones that balance out what educators know, but what they're missing from the other stuff. I just think your thoughts are important. And actually, I want to get into something you said, and I'll let you do it, or I'll ask some. Well, I'll ask the boss, and if he wants to swing it to you, he can. Okay, so Ricard, thank you for that.
Sure.
Okay, to the boss, and you can swing it back to your VP if you want. Sam, okay, this is a key thing that Ricard brought up, okay? Teachers are taught, okay, I'm going to call it traditional methods to reach kids, okay? And now we've got these incredible technological resources like yours, okay, that come in. And I hate to say this, but I always find that teacher education is behind the curve of what's going on in the classroom, okay? To me, it's always astounding, but that's the way it is, okay? Everybody tends to agree with me on that. So a teacher has to learn, and an early child educator has to learn, okay, to how to work with the technology while still using the methodologies that they have been taught in college. All right, and I'm curious, talk about the balance between the two, as you guys see, and again, Srikar is more than welcome to join in, the balance between the two and the professional development needed to work your products, okay? Because those are two key factors, okay, as your products go into the workplace, as teachers begin to use them and have incredible success with them. Sam, that was the long way of asking. Talk about this.
Oh, it's just at the center of everything we talk about almost every day, Larry. And, you know, the challenge is just as you described. So you've got this overwhelmed teacher with whether or not Shrieker 69 apps is correct or not. You get the point.
It doesn't
right?
matter.
It doesn't matter. If I had to, exactly. And so professional development needs to be very specific with respect to the product. But what I see happening, Larry, is that and every product out there, there are many good products, right? Many of our competitors, many of the companies we partner with do great work. The challenge is if you try to go just so deep on your product, you're taking up all the teacher's time. And you're not allowing the teacher to avail themselves to all the different solutions. Not one of us is solving all the problems in education. We have to work together and be smarter about how we solution for teachers. You are exactly right. So what we try to strike is a balance.
I'm getting a swelled head. You keep agreeing with me. Thank you.
Well, I do agree with you on this, and I'm going to swell your head a little bit more because the work – that the alliance is doing, I think, is vitally important.
Oh,
and my dream one day would be to see technology providers come together around professional development, which is vexing for us all, right? And find a baseline curriculum, a standards-based curriculum for professional development. at the various levels of education that would allow teachers to take a more agnostic approach towards best practices, for example, in blended learning. So early grade teachers in particular, in our case, would have the opportunity to take a curriculum that would be transportable, portable, you know, from state to state, from situation to situation. And right now, every tech company, every ed tech provider has their own. So we're really trying to provide a lighter touch for teachers.
They do. They do all have their own. It has to be easier. Okay. Because
absolutely.
Well, it's just so darn important. I want you to talk for a minute. Okay. About, and I mentioned Ignite. Okay. Your digital learning platform. I want you to talk about all the things you're doing. That, and again, talk about the new product. You called it the digital panel, right? Am I correct?
Streaker?
So the new product that we are launching is Ignite Panel. Our flagship product today
Ignite Panel. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
And now, when you say panel, this is what I wanted to ask you before. When you say panel, you're not talking about a group of people. You're talking about the product itself, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So think a smart board. However, the biggest challenge, again, the advantage of being outside in is that I'm a fly on the wall. I'm always in a always learning mindset. So there is no bias. I don't lean one way or the other. I just figure out what is the problem and how can we solve it effectively. So the problem that we are solving with that solution, Ignite Panel, is that most of the smart boards out there provide a lot of value. However, the biggest teacher has to still figure out what curriculum, what lesson plan. They will have a slew of apps to, again, choose from to provide the necessary learning. So what we have done is instead we have packaged the entire education curriculum and content for those early grades, pre-K, K, and 1, available both in English and Spanish.
Thank you for mentioning that.
So that the teacher doesn't have to spend time thinking, oh, what lesson plan should I do, or go on YouTube or Google. So it saves a lot of teachers' time. And then at the end of the day, we capture that via the child portfolios, adding it to the child holistic data point.
And when you do that, this is how, so you're gathering data. This is key.
Yes.
You're gathering data all day long. Let's just take one classroom. You're gathering that data. Now you're going to be dealing with thousands of classrooms. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
As the data come in, you want a holistic picture. Okay? I'm going to call it the panel. Does the panel change its approach as it gets more data in? In other words, what do we do with the data we have? And how's the panel, and I bet it does, use that?
Great question.
Okay.
Yeah, great question. So depending upon the product that the child is using, as we earlier alluded to, there could be some math or literacy data coming in from Ignite. There could be some social, emotional, resilience experiences data coming from Ignite Table. So teacher has quite a few options. One, if it's one child who is stuck, we provide them offline activities because we want to balance both the digital screen time along with offline manipulatives and activities which are already available in the classroom, so that we are also focusing on the child's gross motor, fine motor skills as well. So it's one is that for that one child play. Or if both Larry and Sreekar are stuck in, let's say, phonics in early childhood in pre-K, we will have a whole a small group activity, either where the teacher is present or either where the teacher is not present, so that the learning continues equitably. That is how we are trying to capture all facets of data and provide them with various solutions.
It's amazing. It's amazing, and it's all used to be, up until about yesterday afternoon, anecdotal, okay? You know, and teachers are good at that. They're good at anecdotally figuring out things. But when you can take the anecdotal and put in real data and combine the two, you made a major step educationally. Okay, that is so important. I'm going to say it again with early learning. It's more important than ever. It just is incredible. And I want to hear this. I'll go back to Sam. Thank you, Sweetheart. That was great. Sam, talk to me what you're hearing from teachers about
all
this.
Teachers love the solution. They love the solution mainly because it is child-centered, meaning that children are engaged in learning. And that is the key. If you can engage a child, especially at an early age, you can give them confidence, build their learning endurance, something we talked about at the very outset.
By the way, you need to start to give out the T-shirts, the Learning Endurance Company. I love that phrase, Learning Endurance, but we'll just move on from there. Okay.
We've got a business.
I love that phrase.
But one of the things we've done at Hatch is we've cast our non-market facing executives all the way through our CFO with getting out on the road and visiting classrooms.
Good.
So this year we're visiting classrooms, folks who understand a classroom, understand our business, but haven't been sitting with children are actually sitting on the floor in small groups with children. And that's been very enlightening as well.
Oh man, that's great.
Hearing directly.
This is one of the challenges. I'm going to say something which I said before, the colleges, they're not getting involved in the teacher education. This is me talking, not Hatch or anything like that. They're not getting involved in what's going on in the classroom as much as they should. Okay. Because although we are charged, and you guys are doing a great job on this, the industry is charged with creating the products that teachers need to use. And if we don't get out there and understand exactly what they need, we're not going to develop the right products. Or if we have the products, we're not going to improve them to the point. We have to get out there and be in the trenches with educators, because everything has changed over the past 4 years. Okay, it's just that much more difficult. And what we said at the beginning, the social-emotional learning part of this, the SEL part, that's a huge deal. We got to give these kids confidence, resilience, and if I might add, endurance, all right, to make this whole thing – I love that phrasing, learning endurance, okay, to make it work. It's just that simple, okay? And everybody can learn everything about this at hatchearlylearning.com. And, of course, they invite you to get in touch with them. They'll be happy to come out and talk to you. Gentlemen, next time we do this, okay, I would love to have you bring some educators with you that are using the product so that we can do more together. I would love that, too.
We'd be happy to do that, Larry.
Yeah,
thank you
great.
So
this
much for having
your,
us.
You are welcome, okay? I think The early learning, we cannot emphasize enough how important it is, and I just am thrilled that you guys were able to come on the show and talk about this, and the products you guys are developing is great. Okay, and enjoy your summer weather way down south in New York and Connecticut.
Thanks, Larry. Stay safe.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay. Man.
Thank you.
Be good, gentlemen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye. Right down south in upstate, in Connecticut, in New York. Just ridiculous. Okay, well, welcome to Maine. Hey, that's a great company, and they're linked at hatchearlylearning.com. Good stuff, good people getting out there, learning what's going on. We're going to archive over at ace-ed.org, and I appreciate you listening today. It's great to be back on the air, so thanks so much. And by the way, hi, Jody. I know you were listening, and thanks so much for setting up the show for me. Okay, I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.